to the Daily Mishnayot Shir. We're learning Le'ili Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel, and Perel Bas Pinchas. We're going to start chazering our previous three Mishnayot we did yesterday, and Mitzvah Shem will do three more. So yesterday we started in Bava Kamo, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. That Hamagdish Pesoch Sadr Shel Chaver Shel B'Rishus, one who makes a haystack in the field of his friend without permission, and the animal of the field owner eats from it, Pater, he's going to be Pater. And if the animal gets damaged by that haystack, the one who owns the haystack is going to be chayv. He brought it in without rishus. And if he brought in the haystack, made the haystack there with rishus, the one who owns the field is going to be chayv. And the Rav told us that this is true even according to Rebbe, who held in a previous Mishnah that a person has to explicitly accept achrayas in order to be responsible for the damages that incur when the person brings it in with rishus. Over here, it's assumed that the shomer, who is watching all the haystacks, everybody's making them together, when he tells this person, go ahead and come in, he was mekabel achrayas on himself. Rebbe agrees here. One who sends fire in the hands of a chayre shotavikadon, pater b'dinei adam, is pater from dinei adam. And the Rav told us, not the Rav told us, but the Gemara says, that is when you gave them a coal and they turned it into a flame. So you're pater b'dinei adam v'chayv v'nei shemayim. Shilach biad b'keach b'keach chayv. If you send a fire in the hand of a normal person, so that person is going to be chayv. Ein shliach d'var there. He can't claim that he was just doing just following orders, just doing his shlichus. Echad yevis or ve'echad yevis ha'etim ha'mevis ha'etim chayv. One person brought the fire and the other the wood. The second one who brought the wood is chayv. Echad yevis ha'etim ve'echad yevis ha'or maybe it's or chayv. If the other way around, namely the wood came first, then the person brought the fire. One who brought the fire is going to be chayv. Whoever made the situation able for the fire to spread, so he's going to be chayv. Well, acher v'liba hamala b'chayv, and neither of them put the two together, but someone else came and fanned the flames, that person's chayv. Libso ruach, if the wind did it, kulam b'tur, and everybody's putter, no one of them, of their own accord, made a spreadable fire. Hashaleach ha-sebe'er v'achal etzim avonim o'ofer, one who sends out a fire and it ate wood or stone or dirt, which it scorched them. The verse specifies the fire gets out and it burns a haystack, open grain, or a field. The field is dirt, rocks. The one who burnt out the fire, when it sent the fire out, is going to pay. If the flame passed the fence that was 4 amos tall, or a public thoroughfare at 16 amos wide, on the Nahar, a river, putter, a person can't be held accountable for the flame spreading in those cases. So now we really ask that question. One who lights a fire in his own rishus, how long is it expected for him to spread? Meaning to say, up to that point would be chayev, and beyond it he would be pater. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Omer Roin Osaki Iluhi Be'emsa base court. You look at the person, he's in the middle of the base court. Base court is an area of 75,000 square amas. He's in the middle. If it goes further than that amount, he'll be pater. Rabbi Elazar Omer Sheshes Riyama, much smaller. He only gets 16 amas. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chamishim Amar, Akiva says 50. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shalom Shalom Hamavir Sever, the Pasuk says, the one who lit the fire will pay. It depends on the fire. So, you know, some move faster, some are taller, etc. It would depend on those qualities. Mishnah Hay taught us, Rabbi Huda Omer Shalom Shivasocha, one who lit on a haystack on fire, and inside of it were someone's kalim. Yehuda says he paid for those kalim. Chacham say that there's a kosev that you only pay for things that are apparent, things that are in the open space that you could see when it comes to the nezek of fire. Therefore, over here, lighting up a haystack with a kalim inside, you just imagine those kalim are chitim sarim, you pay like that. If you had over there a kid of the goats that was tied to the haystack, or an eved that was close by, and Yisra Fimo, and they both got burnt up, chayev, the eved should have ran, not chayev for that, for killing the eved, and the gedi are chayev for, you got to pay the monetary payment on that. Eved kavasol gedi samachlov and Yisra Fimo, if the other way around, the eved was tied there, and the goat was close by, and then it got burnt up, putter. Putter, because he killed the eved here, it's kimle b'derab mina, he's going to be chayev misa for killing the eved. Where the goat was tied or not didn't make a difference. It's only taught to stylistically keep it consistent. As Rav told us. If you lit on somebody's building, a castle, a tower, you lit up someone else's property, and it's not a field, it's a house. You pay what's inside the house. It's the way of people to leave things in their houses. So obviously, that's like begoli. It's known to be there. And the Rav clued us in that that means Rabbi Yehuda would agree in theory with a haystack too. If you lit up someone else's haystack and he kept normal things, that you keep a haystack in there, you keep in a haystack, you know, farm tools, whatever it would be, a person would also pay for that. Okay, continue. New Mishnayos for today. Mishnah Vav in Perek Vav. Gates she'ot mitachas patish. A spark that flew out from under a hammer, you're hitting hammer on metal, sparks fly out. Behizik and it damaged. Chayev, he's damaged. Chayev, nezik of Esh on that. Gomel Shayev, regular Esh, that's the way the Esh flies out. You have to be careful over that. Gomel Shahayaton, Pishton, Va'ava, Rishutsa Rabim. You have a camel carrying flax. And it passes through Rishutsa Rabim. Flax or linen. Venichnisa, Pishton, Lusocha, Hanut. And his Pishton went inside the store. Vidalka Benere Shal Chavani. The Chavani, the store owner there, has a fire, and that lit up the Pishton. Vihidlika Sabira, and that went, and that lit up a whole building. Balagomel Chayev. The camel owner is going to be Chayev. They say over here that clearly he was carrying too much pishton if the camel can't get around without it going into a store. So they have to be therefore responsible for putting too much on the camel. A camel having to get a little bit into a store and a fire. It's all because of that. But if the chanvani, the store owner, left his fire outside, the chanvani can't leave your fire outside. Because then lighting up the pishton didn't have to do with the gamal carrying too much, but I've been carrying a regular amount, and the fire is where it shouldn't be. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah Pater. B'ner Chanukah, clearly someone did that with Rishus, it's a mitzvah, so it'd be Pater. The Rav only has two comments here. Gates is an Itzot Shalej, the spark of fire. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah Pater, Kevet of a mitzvah Kaasik, he's doing a mitzvah. So he said it's something to do with Rishus. So therefore he holds that is going to be Pater. V'enalachi Rabbi Yehuda, Lach is not like that. I should add one thing, then. In the case where the Chanvani was Chayiv, the fire was outside, he'd be Chayiv on the Pishton also. I mean, he lit up the Chayiv and everything that his candle caused in damages, right? Seder starts the next Perek Shvi, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Merubo Midas Tashlimi Kefil, Midas Tashlimi Arba V'chamisha. That means there are more cases where one has to pay the penalty called Kefil. Kefil is where a ganav is caught, a thief is caught with the item that he stole. So he gives back the item and pays once more. It's a double payment. There are more cases of that than midas tashlumi ayru lechamisha, than the cases of paying four and five times. Four and four times is a penalty in the Torah if a thief were to steal a seh or an ox, a shor or a seh, an ox or a sheep, and then sell it or shecht it, he'll pay four or five times the penalty. We'll see more details about how this will work. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says so far. It's just an opening line. And the Mishnah goes on to elaborate somewhat why it's more. Says the Mishnah, Shemina Tashlumi Kefil Nehagis Bein Badavar Shish Buracheim Bein Badavar Shein Buracheim. The Midas Tashlumi Kefil, meaning the cases of paying Kefil, they happen whether the item stole is a living item, a Ruachheim item, or something that's not. The case of four and five payment is only with an ox or a sheep. A person will steal an ox or a sheep and shecht it or sell it, etc. That's what the verse says. So obviously it's a lot more cases. Everything else in the world is stolen as kefil, and only these two things have the hay. One who steals after another thief, meaning thief A stole an item, and then thief B stole it from thief A's house. He doesn't pay kefil, even though he did still steal from the original owner, but he didn't steal from the original owner's reshus. Similarly, one who shechs or sells an item after the thief, meaning the thief stole it, Reuven, the first thief, stole it, and then Shimon took it also, and he shechted it or sold it, he won't pay tashlim arvi chamisha. Seemingly the same idea would apply, although they do add over here from the Gemara, they say that you can only pay Arba V'chamisha four and five times. Now, in this case, we know it's one thief stealing from another thief. There's not going to be any kefil. So the extra penalties would come down to three or four times. And that the Torah never said. It's only meaning kefil is one of those four or five times. So once you knock out the kefil, you don't have four or five anymore. That's from Tosus Chadoshim, it says that. Let's read the Rav what he has to say on this Mishnah. Meruba. Meruba means, as the Mishnah points out, the Rav says that the penalty of kefil is with something alive and something not. Tiksiv al se al salmo al kol aveda v'gomer on a seh is a sheep, a salma is a cloak or a sheath. I call it either any lost thing, v'gomer yishal mishnayim, the thief is found with it, is what it says over there, he'll pay twice. Enagonav achaganav, one who steals after a ganav, tiksiv, v'gunav, and beis ish. The item to be chayv kefil must be stolen from the house of the man, meaning the owner, v'lo mi beis ganav, and the joshua is not from the house of the thief. Okay, very good. We're going to learn more about this, what type of thief is chayv kefil, what type is not, and what type is chayv dal v'hei, etc. We're going to do a lot of mishnayot having to do with this. Says the next mishnah. Ganav al pishnayim betovach mocha al pm. One who stole al pishnayim, meaning Adam testified, Reuven stole. Betovach mocha al pm, and also they testify that he shechted that sheep or goat, or ox, or he sold it. Yeah, al pm, it's on their mouths also. Or al pishnayim chaymer, or two other witnesses, Mishan tashlima arvi chamisha, is going to pay 4 or 5. The reason it's paid 4 or 5, by the way, is realize one might be wondering that, is you pay 4 for a sheep and 5 for an ox. It's not 4 or 5, in each situation. Each animal has their own thing. And 4 for a sheep, 5 for an ox. We'll learn more about that. So again, the Mishnah said, if you have witnesses to everything, it could be the same witnesses or different witnesses, you're going to pay dal v'hei. Ganav v'machar Shabbos. If he stole and sold an item on Shabbos. Ganav v'machar avodah zarah, or to avodah zarah he sold it. Ganav v'talach v'yom kippurim, or he stole and he shechted the animal on Yom Kippur. Ganav mishal aviv v'tozach machar, he stole his father's item, and then he sold it or shechted it. V'achar kach mis aviv, then his father died. Ganav v'tozach v'achar hiktish, or he stole it and shechted it, and it was maktish, that meat, mishal tashlim v'arav v'chamisha, he still pays in all these cases 4 or 5 times. We'll see, there'll be a certain amount of havamina, why not, in each case. Ganav v'tozach l'refuah klavim, what if he stole it and he shechted it not to eat, though? For refuah, the meat will be good in some way to make some sort of a potion or to put on his skin or some sort of refuah, or to give it to his animals, his dogs. Hashochev nimsar shefer, one who shechs and turns out to be a shefer, they couldn't have eaten the stuff anyway. Hashochev chulin ba'azar, or he shechs chulin ba'azar, that passes it. He can't bring a regular chulin item into the azar, the base of Megiddo, and shecht it there. That's an aver to do so. Hasham tashlim arav v'chamisha, he still pays 4 or 5 times. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shnei elu, however, Rabbi Shimon paters those last 2 cases. See what the Rav has to elaborate on, and maybe we'll throw in some things that the Rav doesn't say to elaborate also. So it says the Rav, Ganav al pi shnayim, kolomar shnayim idim oso shaganav. It means 2 people testify that he stole. Right? And then they also testify that he sold or shechted, or other people do, so we said he's chayav. What if Ganav amachar Shabbos, he stole and he sold it on Shabbos, avotovach shu onar skila, but if he would have shechted on Shabbos, that's a skila penalty, kim le'erad minei, he would have been chayav misa, and thereby only get that harsher punishment. So that's why the Mishnah Dafk is saying, Ganav v'tovach, Ganav v'machar v'shabbos, he didn't mechal Shabbos with that, so he pays. Ganav v'machar l'avodah zarah, I suppose the avodah zarah also, the Rav doesn't elaborate, but maybe there's been a havamina there too, that doing something for avodah zarah, but still he didn't do an avodah with it, he didn't passel up the food, and he didn't do anything, it's going to be chayv misa. Ganav v'tovach b'yom kippurim, and here he shechted now on Yom Kippur. Shein zedona lakaris. Yom Kippur, a person doing an mechal, being mechal Yom Kippur, the mezid, is only chayv kares, not skila. It has to be that they didn't lash him, they didn't warn him, sorry, and he didn't get lashes. We hold that any time you're supposed to get malchus, and then you do a shogeg, so you can't get the malchus, Yitaka would pay. Right? So, over here, that it's saying he's going to pay, so it's not a case of chiyuv malchus. Avol chayv misa is based in, yeah. Afilu shogim b'terem itashlum and chiyuv misa is based in even shogim yipatim itashlum. I think this last line of the Rav is not elaborating directly in the Yom Kippur case. He's just saying that if we got malchus over here, actually, just kind of a pella. Why does the Rav have to say if you go into lo asher v'yev lo lucky? Why does it got to be then get malchus? If we get malchus, why? Because you don't get malchus and pay. That's the story. Okay, Malchus answer. That's what he's bringing. The Kai Malon, Kol Chayvi Malchus, Shogin Chayim Tashlim. Meaning, if you had, you're supposed to get Malchus, where you're Shogin, you're not going to get the Malchus, so then you could pay. So that's what's going on here. Right? The Karius is always replaced by Malchus. That's a klal. Anytime the person is supposed to get Karius, we give him Malchus for that penalty. And hopefully that'll take away the Karius. That's what the Gemara Malchus says it happens. But the last line of the Rav is saying that the previous case of Shabbos, Chiyuv Misa is based in, meaning the case if he would have shechted on Shabbos, even if he was shogeg, he wouldn't have to pay. Kimle Rab Mine applies even if you don't actually get the death penalty, but you did it on Aveira that would get the death penalty, you don't pay for, you don't pay the monetary part of it. Continues the middle of the Rav explaining. It says, what if he was Tovach Umachar Ve'achakach Meis of his person stole from his father, shafted or sold, then his father died? So he still has to pay. Now, who is he going to pay? Pashtis, if he's one of the Yorshim, the other Yorshim will have to pay out the right percentage to the rest of the Yorshim. Otherwise, who's he going to pay? Right? But the penalty will be four or five times. Says the Rav, if the father died first and then he did the selling or the shechting, right? If that's the four or five times action, Tana Seifa de Potter, right? The Seifa, meaning a later mission, is going to tell us he's going to be Potter there, the Shiloh Toveach, the Shiloh Mocher. He saw what he stole the item, then when his father died, he inherited the item, and he acted upon his own item. He shechted or sold his own item, so it's not going to be anything going on there. Shahareh Yorash Esaviv, he inherited his father. And the Choyah also, over there, there wouldn't be any kefil because he's not being caught with a stolen item. The item became his through Yerusha. That's what I would assume, although we're not saying it yet. B'shnei Eli, Rabbi Yishin and Patu, the last two, namely Shechting and finding to be a treif or a Shechting Chulin the Azara, but treif of the Chulin Azara. The Kesav Rabbi Yishin and Shechita Shein Eruya Lav Shema Shechita. Rabbi Yishin holds a Shechita that's not fitting to allow you to eat the item is not called Shechita. Avel Rufu the Klavim. Shechting for refor, for dogs, shechita reiyah, that's a fine shechita. The iboy matzi achol mina. If he decides he wants to eat it, he could. Nothing wrong with the shechita, even though not you had in mind to eat it, but you could if you wanted to. Thanks for listening. Mirta Hashem, we'll continue next time.